This is KCUR. The Kansas Senate confirmed Katherine Gardner to the State Court of Appeals last week. Gardner is only the second person to go through the state's new process of selecting appellate court judges. And as KCUR's Frank Morris reports, the confirmation gave Kansas a chance to test drive a change that Governor Sam Brownback wants to make in how state Supreme Court justices are chosen.
Washburn Law Professor Michael Kay says he thinks Katherine Gardner will be a great addition to the State Court of Appeals.
What I think of her temperament is that I think that she would be an excellent judge.
Kay's worked with Gardner, and he says he believes her when she says she'll take a restrained approach to the bench, that she sees herself as an umpire, not someone writing the rules. So Kay likes the outcome, but he does not like the process.
I would say that she's an excellent choice, but that she should be confirmed by a process that we as Kansans, as our society, feel comfortable with and trust.
Kansans, that's Kay, are accustomed to a process called merit selection. Adopting it was the state's response to a 1950s scandal in which an outgoing Kansas governor resigned only to have his successor almost immediately appoint him Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court. Under merit selection in Kansas, a 9-member panel, including 5 lawyers and 4 people chosen by the governor, pick 3 applicants for the governor to choose from. So governors are limited to nominees that lawyers deem worthy. Governor Brownback and the legislature changed that for appellate court judges. They replaced it with something called the federal system, which, as you might guess, mirrors the way Washington does things, where the executive picks a nominee, but then the Senate votes whether or not to confirm. Brownback wants the same system for choosing state Supreme Court justices.
At the core, this is about power. This is about the governor consolidating his ability to put people in the courts that satisfy his criteria, and those criteria are ideological.
Forte State political science professor Chapman Rackaway says that taking the nominating commission out of the process gives the governor enormous sway. In Brownback's first 2 picks for the Court of Appeals under this system, Gardner and Caleb Stegall, who's since gone on to the Kansas Supreme Court, share a conservative ideology and a very particular educational background. Both attended KU Law School after graduating from Geneva College. Geneva is a small Christian school in Pennsylvania. According to the school's website, Geneva holds that the Bible is the, quote, perfect, inspired word of God. And sciences, like biology, are examined there through a biblical perspective.
This is exactly the kind of thing that we could see the governor picking people based on a particularly specific set of ideological expectations and standards set exclusively by the governor and his advisors.
Rackaway says Senate leadership is currently closely aligned with the governor and hence isn't much of a check on his nominees. Emporia State political science professor Michael Smith says that changing the selection system for the Kansas Supreme Court now would pave the way for new justices who would move Kansas to the right for years to come.
Conservative judicial activism rule very literally on the writing of the Constitution in such a way that you argue government does not even have the authority to do certain things and by those means overturn public policies.
And this is really how the system should work, according to Steve Ware.
State Supreme Court justices have tremendous lawmaking discretion. That's built into our system for centuries. It's how it has to be. It's how it's always been.
Ware teaches a lot at KU, and he says that serving as a state Supreme Court justice is fundamentally different than working as a trial court judge. Trial judges need mainly technical expertise to sort out complex questions of law.
Whereas state Supreme Court justice, you're getting big policy issues at that level. The kind of cases that rise up to state Supreme Court sometimes have a lot of discretion. And so it really is a lawmaking position. To be a state Supreme Court justice is to be a lawmaker.
Of course, governors and presidents never talk this way about nominees. But Ware says that once you accept that Supreme Court justices make law, then it follows that selecting them should be done in a somewhat democratic way. Ware doesn't like the idea of just straight up electing judges, as some states do, because that can make for a volatile legal climate.
But on the other hand, nor is it healthy for the law to to be totally isolated and immune from the democratic will of the people.
So Ware says the federal system, where elected senators have to go on record supporting or opposing a nominee, is the least worst way to pick judges. Governor Brownback has made it very clear that he wants that system for the state Supreme Court as well. That change would require an amendment to the state constitution, a two-thirds vote in both chambers, and then a vote of the people. You can expect a push on that issue this spring. Frank Morris, KCUR News.